This is our B moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about what's possible when we shift our thoughts and words. Recently, we talked about the importance of disallowing or rejecting negative beliefs. We talked about the wealthy woman whom the prophet Elijah would come to know. Later, this woman would master how to disallow negativity to the extent that she would not even speak of it, even when she witnessed it with her own eyes. So one day, this woman's son was working outdoors when he became ill. The servant brought him to the woman, and she held him on her lap. But around noontime, the scriptures say he died. Without hesitation, this woman promptly laid her son's body on the bed and immediately called for a donkey so she could travel to see Elijah. Her husband questioned her about going at this particular time. She simply replied, "It shall be well." As she was traveling on the donkey towards Elijah, he saw her in a distance and sent his servant to meet her. When the servant greeted her, he specifically asked her, "Is everything well with you, with your husband, with your son?" Her reply to all of it was, "It is well." This woman seemed to have gained a keen understanding of the power of her words. So now I ask you, is there a situation in your life that you've written off, claimed it as dead, but you see now the opportunity to shift your thoughts and words about it? As you think about that, remember these words, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits," Proverbs 18:21. Share this B moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, watch your thoughts and words.